Thanks for listening to our Evening Headlines podcast. I'm Brock Roylance. Here's your local evening headlines for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. A California man was sentenced to 9 months in jail for assaulting law enforcement officers in Yellowstone National Park. 27-year-old Benjamin Bagala of Santa Rosa, California, pleaded guilty to 3 counts of assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers, along with depredation of property of the United States. Bagala was also banned from possessing or drinking alcohol and is prohibited from entering any bars, pubs, lounges, etc. The incident happened on September 25th last year in Lake Yellowstone Hotel. Bagala was ordered to pay almost $3,000 in damages to things like plexiglass shields, plates, doors and door frames, light fixtures, and blood spatter through halls and the hotel lobby. After serving his jail time, Bagala will be under 1 year of supervised release. 5 elk were found dead in the Wood River Valley this week. Fish and Game Conservation officers say the elk died after eating toxic yew plants, which are sometimes used in ornamental landscaping. According to an Idaho Fish and Game news release, animals were found north of Haley and in Sun Valley. Investigators haven't yet found the location of the toxic plants. Fish and Game encourages Idahoans to inspect the landscaping around their homes and remove all toxic vegetation, especially yew plants. Since wildlife moves down from the mountains in search of food during winter months, this is the perfect time for people to find out what's growing around their home and do their part to help keep wildlife and pets safe from dangerous plants. A new 35-page pamphlet called Muslims and Latter-day Saints: Beliefs, Values, and Lifestyles is available at churchofjesuschrist.org in 6 languages with more to come. This resource was first mentioned by elders David A. Bednar and Garrett W. Gong of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles at a conference on Islam given at Brigham Young University last October. Elder Gong explained the importance of this pamphlet and why we need it.
At a time when societies and religious believers want and need mutual understanding, this pamphlet signifies a conscientious effort to provide dignity and tolerance for Muslim and Latter-day Saint believers. We are sincerely seeking to understand one another in open, honest, and authentic ways. This includes recognizing similarities and differences. It also means trying to see beyond falsehoods, stereotypes, or generalities.
You can find the pamphlet online at the church's website or on the Gospel Library app. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. I'm Brock Roylance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.